Hi, Nolan Johnson here with iConnect 007. Today I'm talking with Joe O'Neill, CEO at Green Circuits in San Jose, California, and recently retired from 14 years of service on the IPC board. Joe, welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Today let's talk about both Green Circuits and IPC, if you don't mind. First, how has Green Circuits responded overall to the recent COVID lockdown?
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride. I think we've responded very well for our customers and had a lot of support with our partners and vendors. I think the date that I will probably never forget was March 16th. That was when the county handed down the shelter in place order. I think that the 48 hours that preceded that were. There was a little bit of uncertainty, but going from navigating choppy waters to sheltering in place, working from home, and essentially winding down the business to essential services only to be thrown in the other direction within about 12 hours following that from DOD and FDA programs that had us ordered to remain in place and ordered to continue operations. So there's a lot of changes going on, and I think that kind of made decisions a little bit easier to actually, because they had to be made quickly. And then we were, it seems like that was just yesterday in some ways, and it seems like it was years ago in others. But where we sit today, able to kind of look back on it, looks like we were impacted at about 10 to 15% kind of level, and that's pretty much in line with the production level inefficiencies that we kind of had to put in place to ensure. Employee safeguards were in place. Things as simple as eliminating a half hour overlap between shifts and stretching that to an hour and a half of empty factory to allow for deep cleaning between shifts and things like that. That has an impact on productivity, but it also was we felt it was the right thing to do, bringing on additional staff for cleaning, bringing on working from home for all everyone that was that is able to do that. Those things had a bit of a learning curve, to be quite honest, but I think it's made us better, and it's been interesting to watch. We've got a couple hundred active customers, and it's been very interesting to stay in touch with them and see how it's being handled on their end very differently across industries, across different geographies. So having a broad customer base has, I think, helped us tremendously, but it's also been very interesting to see the differences there.
Joe, any insights that you've learned from your customers and based on what you were just saying? Some interesting information from them. Anything you feel like you would want to share?
I think all of our customers tried to have a crystal ball, and like us, none of us do. I was actually quite surprised by the amount of normalcy, if you will, over the past couple of months in terms of demand signals and business levels. Given that almost all of the program managers, purchasing people that we were working with are all working remotely, it didn't seem to have the disruptive impact that we were braced for. So I think the working from home piece, a lot of people were already there to some extent. To be honest with you, we really weren't, but we are now. I think it's here to stay in a lot of a lot of functions. So, but automation, flexibility, we also, we've seen increased communication. I am quite sick of Zoom calls, but you know, I think there's something to be said for frequent check-ins versus less frequent fly-ins, and so that's been an interesting kind of epiphany that you know, we can't get on planes to go see customers all the time now, but it actually seems like it maybe is better for the relationship to kind of touch base a little more often and kind of manage it in that way.
That seems actually quite insightful and kind of leads me into my next question. The work from home remote activity has shown up in the IPC work as well. From your vantage point watching the IPC over the number of years and the standards work going on, do you see a change in standards work under this new normal?
So, you know, I think coincidentally or you know, luckily, as the global footprint of IPC, you know, over the past 10, 15 years has really taken hold, the need to put people from every continent in one standards committee has been there. So the ability to have calls, have working sessions on standards remotely has been, you know, has been well established for a number of years. The benefit of putting those people all in one room once or twice a year is not diminished. That's really good work, being able to interface face to face with your colleagues and kind of build that relationship, that camaraderie, so that when you then go off and you have a monthly or quarterly call, that I think it makes those calls much more fruitful. Much, you know, there's something to having established relationships. It's going to be interesting to see how that is, you know, that plays out over the next year. I think even the timing of APEX, you know, that it was very relatively early in the year this year and relatively unaffected, you know, with some exceptions with international travel. You know, how will that look in the coming year as we, you know, in 2021? So I think it's still TBD, but I know the standards work continues and the committees, you know, remain in place and able to function and do good work remotely.
Great. To wrap up, any advice you have for our listeners on restarting and adapting to post-COVID?
I think the whole industry in terms of automation, repeatability, those types of things, this is has reinforced the need to make those investments. And I think we're all human. I think we've fatigued. You know, it's hard to always be playing defense. So we all are looking forward to playing offense again. I hope everyone stays healthy and we don't let our guard down. So, but as an industry, it's been very, very helpful. The best tips I've gotten have been on calls with colleagues. You know, other people in the industry have been very open about sharing best practices, about, you know, doing Q&A. It's been a very good community effort to kind of figure out the path forward.
Well, great. Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today, Joe. Once again, I've been speaking with Joe O'Neill, CEO of Green Circuits and a 14-year member of the IPC board. I appreciate your time.